Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Little after 5 o'clock on a very busy Wednesday, Mets trying to make it 2 in a row on the Chicago Cubs. They now control their playoff future. If they win their games, they make the playoffs. If they don't, well, then you're going to have to rely on the Diamondbacks getting tripped up and the Reds getting tripped up. I know last night I was so into all this baseball. I had like 5 TVs set up. I went nuts. Last night, besides just the Mets stuff, you had the Guardians against the Tigers, which featured that really ugly moment when Tarik Skubal came up and in on David Fry and the bunt and the ball going off his face. You had so many games that mattered. Tonight, that Pirate-Red game, I know on the surface it's like, oh, Pirates-Reds. The pitching matchup is just, oh. Paul Skeens, Hunter Green. My God. Two young stud muffins going at it. And obviously a lot on the line for the Mets because they're nursing this one-game lead over Cincinnati and Arizona in the National League wild card spot. So it's a very appealing night. Obviously, Yankee fans glued to Red Sox Blue Jays, rooting for the Red Sox again because the Boston Red Sox can help the Yankees win the American League East. And if you're into pennant races that really don't involve your team, the Tigers are playing the Guardians again. And the Tigers are in the midst of probably the greatest collapse this sport has ever seen in terms of sheer numbers.
Right.
Now, they lost their division lead yesterday, but they're still in a wild card spot because the Astros are also choking and collapsing. They've lost 4 in a row.
That's crazy to think that in some way, shape, or form, the Detroit Tigers could miss out on the postseason.
I know.
And we're over here lamenting the Mets' fall. The Tigers is worse.
The Tiger fall is worse based on sheer collapse and numbers. Mm-hmm. It's not worse based on expectations and payroll.
True.
That's the reality between the two.
Yeah, but they're not great, I'll tell you that.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless. Connecting everything.
Tony's the Tiger.
Yeah. Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Okay. So, Russell Wilson's career as a Giant, as of now, has lived 3 games, and we're moving the page here to Jackson Dart. And I think we talked about this in a list of Jets quarterbacks as well, and it had me thinking, in my lifetime, who are the 5 most forgettable NFL stars to come play in New York, where we forget they were here?
Oh, God. There's a long list of, like, stars in general, like baseball players who played here, like Ichiro is a Yankee.
You're doing all sports?
No, I'm doing the football team.
Football, okay.
Yeah. But we have it in all sports.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Yes, I'm sure we have it in football plenty.
And I know I'm going to miss a couple, but these ones jumped out.
Ichiro's not forgettable.
That he was a Yankee?
No.
Really? You remember that like fondly?
I remember Ichiro fondly because my oldest son, AJ, learned how to bat lefty by mimicking Ichiro's bat.
But was Ichiro a Yankee at the time or a Mariner?
He was a Yankee. I think you'd be watching.
I think you do remember. A more forgettable one is that Pudge Rodriguez was a Yankee.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That one I forget.
Okay.
There's a lot, trust me.
Well, let's go with the football ones. Here we go.
Number 5.
This one's truly shocking because this person led the league in something while playing here.
What?
Ty Law. played in two different one-year stints with the Jets, and in 2005 led the NFL with 10 interceptions as a New York
Ty
Jet.
Ty Law was not a bad Jet at all. Yes, no, I remember that one fondly. Like, he was not a bad Jet, even though no one remembers him as a Jet.
I can't see him in a Jet uniform.
I totally forgot. And then he came back in 2008 for one more year.
Yeah.
Huh. Wait, and I was playing.
That's probably why you forgot.
Crazy.
Yeah, he was across the town. Like,
he led the league in interceptions in a season you played football in.
Right. Yeah. As no, a Jet. At that point, they were not in Florham Park. They were on the island.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
A teammate of Tiki Barber's for just five games. LeVar Arrington is a New York Giant.
I remember that one.
I mean, you better. He was on your team.
Yeah. Well, he also told me one of the great things about the Giants organization. Which was, and I never forget it.
They're not owned by Daniel Snyder?
No, well, because he was there with Daniel Snyder.
No,
and he said, you know, Tiki, the difference between the Giants and, like, at the time, the Redskins and some of these other organizations is, like, when you talk to anybody, like one of the kids, you're talking basically to the owner as opposed to someone who's hired by the owner.
Oh, interesting.
Because everybody works there.
It's like a family business.
Yeah. And, like, Timmy McDonald, who is in their front office now, he was my, like, a ball boy.
Right.
So you just run across anybody, it's probably family somewhere.
Yeah.
Which is probably kind of cool.
All right. And the final three have started three games, and five games with the respective teams I'm going to put up in their career. All right, here we go.
Number three.
You mentioned him last week. Mike Vick's 2014 with the Jets.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We were talking about all the quarterbacks that have started since the Sanchez era ended, and Michael Vick was the guy you guys all forgot till the very end.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Number two.
I believe this one will age well. Russell Wilson. I mean, he's Super Bowl winning quarterback, played here for three games.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, I agree with you. It's tough to feel it now.
Because of who he led into. Like, we'll never forget Kurt Warner was here.
Well, that's going to be to be determined, right? If Jackson Dart is kind of like, whatever, and he flames out.
If he has a forgettable career, then we'll forget.
I don't think we'll forget either way, because I think Russell Wilson's going to be in the discourse as a Hall of Famer. Whether he gets in or not, we'll see. It's a long time from now. And he will always have been a Giant for three games. And it's odd to think about only three games.
Yeah, but it's also coming off Steelers for 11 games.
Right.
Whatever, how many games he played in Denver? One full season and then half of another, three quarters of another. I don't know. I mean, that'd be interesting.
I was really hoping that Sean was going to have a Cinco de Favo ranking Russell Wilson's greatest moments here, but maybe we'll wait on that.
Yeah, how about all five touchdowns versus the Cowboys?
Oh, no, I think number one is him showing up at the Garden and throwing that football.
Good point. Good
That's got to be up there.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
Complicated one because he played for both teams in town, but for just five games as a New York Giant in 2017, Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
Forget that he was a New York Giant.
Yeah, it's weird. There's a guy that jumps to my mind.
I also don't see him in a Giant uniform.
I don't even see him in a Jet uniform either, and he was with my team for a few years. When you were talking about this, there's a guy who's before my time, I admit, but a Hall of Fame player who played for the New York Giants, even though everything I read about his legacy never really includes the Giants. And I've always gone back on him, and I look at his stats. I'm looking at it right now to remind myself, and he was a wonderful player.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Larry Zonka?
No.
Okay.
Fran Tarkenton. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he's just a Viking. And he was a Viking before the Giants and a Viking after the Giants. And even though he spent, like, 5 years here, which is not a cup of coffee.
Was he the quarterback on the fumble?
No. Because that was after.
Joe Pisarcik?
Yeah, Fran was gone by 1972, and the Vikings were going to the Super Bowl. But, like, he was a Giant. Mm. The problem was the Giants didn't really do anything. They didn't win much.
Right.
He put up great numbers, and he's a great all-time player. He's a Hall of Famer, but he's a Viking.
Right.
It's almost like did he ever play for the Giants? Meanwhile, he was here for 5 years. It wasn't like it was 5 minutes.
That's crazy. Yeah. And shout out Herman Moore, who was a wide receiver for the Giants.
Well, hey, wahoo wah.
You can do this list in basketball and baseball, and you are going to forget some of the legends that actually played here. And it's crazy. Like, some of the washed-up players the Knicks and Nets gobbled up over the years, some of the washed-up players the Yankees and the Mets have gobbled up over the years, it's actually kind of nuts. And I actually made a list like this about 2 years ago.
Oh, boy.
I made an all-star team of legendary players who never did much here, but would make up, like, a legendary roster.
Right.
Like, Randy Johnson is the ace.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, think about the pitching staff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Randy Johnson, Justin Verlander, Matt Scherzer.
Tom Glavine.
Tommy Glavine. Boy, the Mets have a butt.
Pedro Martinez.
It's kind of nuts when you think of Kevin Brown.
That's a good Yankee.
He was a wonderful pitcher, just not for the Yankees. So, dude, that it goes almost more extensive when you think of Yankees, Mets, Knicks, Nets.
I love it. All right.
All right. Thank you, Sean. We appreciate that. Let's check in on the New York Yankee lineup. It was funny. Anthony Volpe last night played. I know Sean didn't like that. And Anthony Volpe was in the middle of things. I mean, he has been a different player since he's come back healthy. And he is going to be the shortstop again tonight as they take on Shane Smith. And the, oh, wait, I'm looking at yesterday's lineup. Oh, crap. Hold on one second. Hope I wasn't wrong.
No, Volpe is in the lineup.
He is.
As they take on
Frasser Ellard.
Frasser.
Yeah, so they're going
cool name.
Grisham in center, Judge in right, Cody in left, Giancarlo at DH, Ben Rice behind the plate, Goldie at first base, Jazz at second, Volpe at shortstop, and Ryan McMahon is batting ninth. And playing third base with Max Fried on the mound. The situation for the Yankees is it's kind of simple, but it's also complicated. They need to pick up two more games on Toronto. Mm-hmm. There are five games to go. So the simplest way to do it is win all five games and have the Blue Jays lose twice. If that happens, not only would the Yankees presumably win the American League East, they would also be the number one seed in the American League. The Toronto Blue Jays are playing Garrett Crochet and the Boston Red Sox tonight. The Blue Jays then play the Rays over the weekend with nothing to play for other than being a spoiler. What complicates things is the weather tomorrow is abysmal. And I'm still kind of fuzzy on what MLB would do if they don't play tomorrow's game, but then they need the game to determine the American mm-hmm. League East. My understanding has been it's up to the teams if they want to play the game, but the Yankees could not play the game and have it benefit them. Like they would, you know what I mean? Like they can't say, oh, no, we don't want to play the game. And then by default, they win the American League East. So we may need clarification on that, especially if they rain tomorrow's game out. But the weather is supposed to be really bad. So we'll keep an eye on that.
It's too late when you figure that out to do a doubleheader today.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if they looked ahead, they could have done that. They could move the
game.
But
I don't remember rain being in the forecast.
There was slight in the morning. It has shifted today kind of suddenly that it's going to be an all-day night thing.
So it's going to be a challenge. I mean, I throw out the crazy idea of, like, moving Yankees-White Sox to Friday, canceling the Yankees-Friday game and making it a doubleheader against the Orioles. I don't know if MLB is going to get that creative on it, but it's certainly in the air that this may be difficult to play these five last games.
Another thing you could do is every time you build a new stadium, give them retractable roofs already. Enough.
It's too late for that, Sean.
I understand it's too late.
It's too expensive in New York, too.
It's too expensive, and also, they just built Yankee Stadium. They're not putting a roof on it. You got to wait 50 years.
I know. That's what they should have put a roof on it then. They should have put a roof on Citi Field. I am tired of this.
Yeah. Look, I've definitely warmed up in baseball to the idea of, you know, it'd be nice to have a roof so we don't have to worry about rainouts. Let's go to Duke and Edison. What's up, Duke?
Hey, how you doing, Evan? I want to thank Tommy for yesterday about the Mets. Now, I got something. I want you to, your opinion. I'm going to Vietnam Friday. My son's getting married in Vietnam.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. When I land in Vietnam and land on the ground, a Met a Met fan will come up to me and say the Mets clinched. What do you think of that?
When are you getting to Vietnam? Saturday?
Saturday night, 10 o'clock, a fan is going to tell me the Mets clinched already because I have my Met hat all the time.
You think, are you asking me if that's going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to lie to you, but no. It's probably not going to happen. I mean.
But they can clinch by Saturday.
Yes, they can. Yes. The Mets could clinch as soon as, if I'm not mistaken.
So he's.
Late Friday night. If everything broke their way, if they won a bunch of games, Arizona lost.
Well, he's landing in Saturday night.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have clinched by that point. Yes, that is correct. But it would take the Mets winning every day and getting help.
When is that here?
Excuse me?
When is that here? Because they're so far in front of you.
Oh, you're right. Now, don't ask me about time differences. I can't help you that. I have no idea.
Well, I know India is 11 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Vietnam is farther in the South Pacific. So, I mean, I don't know how they might not have played.
Well, no, but if it's Saturday at 10 o'clock. Oh, you're saying it could still be Friday night?
Yes.
Oh, well, that confuses things even more. Here's the reality to our last call.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look now.
I still do not believe, as we sit here today, 3 hours before first pitch, off of the Mets' best victory of the year. Because it was. It was their best win of the year. I still don't fully believe the New York Mets are making the playoffs. Mm. I still don't. Because they still need, with five more games on the road, where they've been bad all year, they got to win all of them. I mean, do they necessarily have to win all of them? I don't know what the Pirates are going to do with the Reds, and the Reds are going to do with the Brewers. I don't know what the Diamondbacks are going to do, but I can't trust that. So I want him to get to Vietnam wearing his Met hat and be all excited. I want it too. I'd love for Sunday to not matter. I would love for Sunday for my focus to just be on Jackson Dart and seeding in the American League. Like, that sounds like the greatest Sunday in the world. But Met fans, do you really think they're going to make the playoffs?
Hanoi is plus 11 hours.
So what does that mean?
So that means it would be 10 p.m. there is 11 a.m. here.
Okay, so yes, the Mets could have clinched by then.
On Saturday morning. But they wouldn't have played yet.
What are you talking about? They play Friday night.
Oh, so they can click on Friday night.
Yes, they can. If the Mets win their next three games, and both the Reds and the Diamondbacks lose their next three games, the Mets would then have a four-game lead with two to go,
right?
Which would mean, hence their fourth, they have clinched.
Right.
Or if they have a three-game lead with two games to go.
That could happen Friday night.
Yes. Actually,
therefore, Saturday morning, they would have been clinched when he lands in Vietnam.
I'll make it even simpler. If the Mets win their next three games and the Diamondbacks and Reds lose two of their next three games, the Mets would have clinched because then they'd have a three-game lead with two games to go.
Right. And all they need is be up is by a game.
They need to be up by more games than what is left.
Yeah.
But honestly, and I hope I'm proven wrong because the Mets go out and score 10 runs in the first inning tonight against Matthew Boyd and slowly pull away, I'm not confident. Mm. And as much as last night's win was incredible, and it was a great win, still don't buy it.
No, you're not feeling it. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
A big reason why the Yankees can win the American League East is not getting enough attention. We'll explain it next, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. A lot has been made, fairly so, accurately so, about David Stearns having a terrible trade deadline. I mean, historically bad when you look at Cedric Mullins and how awful he's been. Ryan Helsley has been bad so far. Tyler Rogers has been a disappointment. Not awful, but a disappointment. It was a bad deadline. I think we all know that. I think Met fans are in full agreement on that. Because it's easy. But Yankee fans aren't in full agreement on something that they should be saying. And they should be saying it loudly, and they should be saying it proudly. Brian Cashman did a really good job at the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Camilo Duvall hasn't been great. Right. No question about it. Jake Bird's in the minor leagues. Sure. But your closer, David Bednar, the one reliever that you probably trust, trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad. Ryan McMahon hasn't hit a lot, but he has certainly solidified third base with his defense and has been the everyday third baseman, especially against right-handers. again, not amazing numbers, but sturdy and certainly better than what they had.
Yeah, you just needed a non-liability playing third base or someone who's in position.
Someone who can do it defensively, right, be in position, and also give you more offense than Oswald Peraza. Mm-hmm. And even a 202 batting average can do that. And then the other one is Jose Caballero. Because not only has Jose Caballero come here and hit 280 with like an 800 OPS, but he has given you insurance for Anthony Volpe. And that doesn't even include Ahmed Rosario, when he does get a chance to play, is hitting 320. So, let's just all be honest and fair. Brian Cashman killed it.
Well, maybe the Jose Caballero acquisition and then ultimately the decision to play him a lot.
Yeah.
Lit a fire under Anthony Volpe's ass. Or actually, maybe more importantly, let's not even go there. Just gave him some rest that he actually needed.
Maybe.
To find himself again.
Yeah, like
finally hitting in the teens, the two teens, as opposed to the 202 or whatever the heck it was.
I mean, I agree with you. Like, even if Volpe has taken this job back,
yeah,
you can credit Jose Caballero being here as a big part of it.
Yeah, his last week has been great. Last seven games, he's hitting 400.
Yeah,
Anthony Volpe.
No question about it. And Caballero gives you versatility. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, there is still more to this script, obviously. There is still five more games in the regular season, but more importantly, October. But I think we have to be fair. Brian Cashman did a great job.
Can two things be true? Can he have done a great job at the trade deadline, but also, like a Houdini act, he didn't address third base in the offseason. He made a trade that looks bad in the Devin Williams trade, which led to you needing to add big-time bullpen arms at the deadline. He fixed,
we're just talking about the deadline.
I agree. He fixed his own fallacies, though.
Yeah. Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Isn't every trade deadline a general manager fixing their own fouls?
Okay, right. But specifically,
yeah, screw ups at the offseason
trade. Right. All right. If it was so good, you wouldn't need a trade deadline.
I'm very happy that this team has a real bench, like an old Yankee team does, and I'll even give him a pass for Devin Williams because we were all excited.
Mm-hmm. But he hasn't been horrible.
Yeah,
as of late,
your ripping of Devin Williams is weird now because yes, he's overall had a bad year, no doubt. He has a 5 ERA. Right now, if you were ranking the relievers you trust the most, he's in the circle of trust. You have no other choice. You need Devin Williams. Thank God you made that trade.
Again.
Honestly.
Again, a lot of default. All I'm saying is, the Ryan McMahon one, I'm not going to throw bouquets at his feet because it wasn't like he just didn't have a plan in the offseason at third base. We even played Jazz a little this year. Mm. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. It's just that some of those trades, let's calm down. He left holes and got very fortunate that he found, you know, sellers to the Yankees.
I think he did this
with left field a couple years ago, too.
No, I understand, but I think it's unfair to look at trade deadlines and say, well, you're fixing the mistakes you made. That's every trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I don't deny
of course, if you were perfect and every move you made in January and February was amazing, you wouldn't need to add reinforcements in July. But that's baseball. Most teams need to add reinforcements.
And Devin Williams, just to bring him up, is we talked about this last week. He hasn't given up an earned run in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
no, he's been really good.
And sometimes,
do you think they're trading for David Bednar, though, if Devin Williams and Luke Weaver were awesome?
But that's irrelevant.
But if they're awesome, then you don't need David Bednar.
Right. Like, you're arguing with yourself.
Chicken and egg, fair point.
It's like you're going out of your way to not just say something that's just based on the facts. Like, we're reacting to things.
All we're reacting to is what happened at the trade deadline.
Yeah, he had a better deadline than most other GMs did, absolutely.
Like, look, when David Stearns, to defend him before I rip him, when he traded for Ryan Helsley, I was excited. Like, all the data would tell me he'll be fine. Like, I have no reason to believe he's going to be terrible.
Yeah, he went from being a really good closer in St. Louis to getting clowned by Susan Waldman.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. Tyler Rogers, even though the numbers, like the ERA isn't that bad, look at every other stat. He's actually been really bad. Like, Tyler Rogers has been a real disappointment. Mm. Was I mad at the trade? No, I was really excited about the trade.
Yeah,
but they've all been failures. Like, you can look at the Mets deadline and say, did you really get better in any way? Your center field situation is the same. You're playing Tyrone Taylor today. Yesterday, you were playing Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah.
Like, the reality is, David Stearns had an awful trade deadline. The same reality is, David Bednar's your closer. Jose Caballero may well be your shortstop, and if not, is a super utility player. Ryan McMahon's your third baseman. Ahmed Rosario crushes lefties. Like, this was a really good trade deadline. This reminds me of what the Braves did in 21, and it led them to a championship when they added Eddie Rosario, who cares? Jock Peterson, who cares? Jorge Soler, who cares? And it all added up to them winning a World Series. Those players, especially the closer, may directly lead to the New York Yankees representing the American League for a second straight year. All I'm saying, and Tiki's agreeing, is acknowledge your general manager for doing a bang-up job. He did.
Absolutely. I'll acknowledge him when they get back to the World Series.
Well, how about right now with what they've done?
You built the team to get back to where you were last year and prevail.
All right, let's stop on the World Series and just worry about the division. Get the division.
Oh, well, that, no doubt.
And then start. We'll start having the conversation in the divisional round.
Absolutely.
That work?
Evan looking to throw a guy a parade for cleaning up at a time when everybody
gets a parade. He's just saying, good job.
I'm acknowledging it a really good trade deadline.
You clinched the playoff berth. 8 out of 9 years, right?
And the other thing that's so disingenuous.
I can't believe a team with the top five payroll clinch a playoff spot when everybody makes the playoffs. What an amazing job.
That's not true because the Mets haven't clinched
the Nets.
Oh, is that a Mets shot?
Taking a subtle shot.
The other thing that's so disingenuous is to bash his offseason. You're bashing specific moves. I didn't hear you bash the Cody Bellinger trade. Was that good?
It was good.
Was the Max Fried signing good?
Do you think every GM people question makes all bad moves? Like, I think Joe Shane's had a lot of good moves, and he's had a lot of bad moves.
Don't compare Joe Shane to Brian Cashman. Like, seriously. Don't do it.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? You're going to compare a general manager like Joe Shane to Brian freaking Cashman?
Because I'm going to check.
That's the height of fandom being a problem in your head.
No. I'm going to checkmate you. Jerk face.
You're going to checkmate me on Joe Shane versus Brian Cashman?
Because this is a big apples and oranges, and this is the truth of Brian Cashman's failures. Do you have any confidence if this was, like the NFL and like the NBA, a hard floor, hard cap
league? That's so ridiculous.
No, it's not. No, let me finish.
That is so freaking ridiculous.
No, let me finish. Brian Cashman has had, and credit to him, he's done what he has, resources that three quarters of baseball can't deal with on a payroll level where he can just go out in the offseason and now he has to deal with some of the other big boys, Dodgers, Mets. I get that. I have zero confidence that if this was a league like the NFL, Brian Cashman would be doing any better a job than Joe Shane at building a roster. Sorry, because his track record at trying to build a champion, when he has a leg up on how many of these teams, he has failed way more. And I believe that.
They also are being financially responsible. So let me flip that question for you. If Joe Shane had an unlimited cap and just had to pay a tax, would you trust him to build a team better than the Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't know. Because it all comes down to getting the quarterback, right? Which we'll find out.
Bro. Know the answer is no.
This is the evidence that you've lost an argument when you just say, well, if the entire world was different, how would he be?
Dude.
There's no salary cap in baseball. And bringing this up in a discussion about his trade deadline that you then turned into his offseason, which, by the way, was pretty good too, is so wrong.
Why are the Yankees competitive every year under Brian Cashman? Because of their financial competitive advantage that doesn't exist in those other sports.
So we
there
can never.
There is zero proof that Brian Cashman would be a good general manager in a cap
sport.
They've
also drafted some pretty good players.
I mean, most of them turn out to be duds.
Aaron Judge is pretty good.
Okay, you gave me the one example. This is my point.
They drafted, they developed Luis Hill. He's pretty good.
Okay, what happened to Gary Sanchez?
Rice is pretty good.
But you're playing. See what you did here, and it's so unfair.
Sign Aaron Hicks that deal. Had that work out. Sign Severino that deal. Had that work out.
You changed the conversation. Like, this isn't about going through every move he's made. It was simply the guy had a really good trade deadline. And just because he had a really good trade deadline doesn't mean he's God. Just like because I just ripped David Stearns doesn't mean I want him fired. Mm-hmm. I don't. I'm acknowledging what even David would acknowledge. He had a bad trade deadline. Bro, it happens.
Okay, so
your general manager.
So a mediocre general manager had a good trade deadline.
Mediocre.
Sorry, then I'll admit that.
Did he have a good offseason too? You're not sure?
I'm not really
sure. He tried to keep an elite level player in Juan Soto. Soto said no. And his pivot was to get Cody Bellinger. Is that good?
Cody Bellinger's been good.
Was Max Fried good?
Mm-hmm. So far, yes.
Okay, so did he have a good offseason?
We'll see if that works out.
Well, I'm talking about right now. Did he have a good offseason?
I mean,
was Fernando Cruz a good acquisition?
Not lately.
Was Luke Weaver, when he brought him in 2 years ago, a good acquisition?
That was a good acquisition.
Okay, they are in position, again, to be the best team in the American League. And this is the problem with some Yankee fans, and I commend you. You did a great job representing the buffoons in the Yankee fan community, not named Big Mac. Because all I'm doing as a simplistic IBO is saying, hey, Teak, I had a good deadline. And Teaky's like, yeah, I did. This is pretty good.
That's all that matters.
And your response is, well, if there was no salary cap, he'd be fired.
That was a response to something
else. Bro, that's ridiculous. Just compliment the guy's trade deadline, and we can all move on.
Cool. We'll compliment him when we see what this team does in October. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I think that's a totally fair response. The team was in the World Series. Go get back to the World Series. Otherwise, I don't want to hear that he acquired Austin Slater at the deadline. Take a lap.
Why am I taking a lap on Austin Slater? He acquired Jose Caballero.
It felt good to end it on that.
All right. Tiki, why are Yankee fans, some, not all, like some of them are well-mannered.
They don't believe.
They don't believe in Brian Cashman?
No, they don't believe that this team actually has a chance to win a World Series. And so they're frustrating themselves on their future ire. That hasn't happened yet.
Right.
But they're projecting ire back to their current selves.
You know what I think it is? We as sports fans are so stuck in our opinions. We're very stuck in them. And instead of being open-minded to say, hey, look, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 did a good job. We need to stick with how we feel.
Because we're not wrong yet.
Right now you are. No, Jose Caballero right now, and David Bednar.
You're not right yet.
Right.
Fair.
But you're more wrong right now than you are right now.
Thank you.
Am I?
Yes.
I mean, their record they're very...
They have the second best record in the American League.
The league
baseball sucks, dude. Baseball sucks. And every team is like, hey, we're good. No, we suck right now. Hey, we're going to be good right now. Hey, we suck right now. You know what? Let's figure this thing all out in the last week of the major league season. That's what every team in baseball is doing.
Baseball's the AFC South.
Exactly.
But that's irrelevant to did he have a good trade deadline? And I think, like, I'll give you an example. I've been pretty critical of Brian Daboll. If the Giants won 4 in a row, and he was doing like all these awesome things with play calling, I'd have no problem looking at Tiki's eyes and saying, boy, I got to tell you, Dave's done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that wouldn't want to do it because it's like, no, he sucks. He needs to be fired. And that's what you're doing with Cashman.
Hold on.
You don't him, so you won't admit, hey, Jose Caballero was a good trade. David Bednar was a good trade. And overall, his trade deadline was really good.
Do you trust the Yankee bullpen in October?
I think I trust it more because Bednar's here, yeah.
Yeah.
So you trust the Yankee bullpen in October.
I trust it more because they traded for David Bednar. It is a better bullpen. I can't say that about the Mets.
Do you trust the Yankee defense come October?
I trust it more because they traded for Ryan McMahon and Jose Caballero. Yes, it is better today than it was in June.
Do you trust their timely hitting versus good pitching in the postseason?
But what does that have to do with the trade deadline?
The roster he built, and the answer is no, no, and no.
Who else was he going to bring in here at the trade deadline?
I don't know. I'm not the GM.
That's going to be a better hitter than Giancarlo Stanton or Aaron Judge or currently Ben Rice or Cody Bellinger or anybody else.
I don't know. Right? Did he put those guys on the roster?
Trent Grisham. Who the hell is going to be? Who are you? That was six names?
Yes.
You're burying, by the way.
That's three quarters of the damn lineup. What are you talking about?
Grisham kills my argument because he got him and he's been really clutch. So don't bring him up.
So, Teague, remember how...
I almost forgot him for a second.
I know this kind of bothered you when I said it, but like 3 weeks ago, I was like, man, I got to admit, I'm rooting for the Commanders against the Giants so he could be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, man, that's kind of wrong. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's that. I'm going to give you the complete opposite take, and it's going to make you laugh. Right. There's a part of me that wants to see the Yankees win the World Series. to see this guy have to admit he's so wrong about everything he has said.
Take your massive L.
I'll just take the L.
Proudly.
I'll wear every L and walk to the parade with him. I'm just kidding. I'm dying to be wrong.
All right. Just take the L.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.